Clerk, please call item two.
From the Director Department of Transportation submitting an informational report regarding the Title VI requirements. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Transient.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and supervisors. We're here to discuss some Title VI updates that have occurred. Before I turn it over to Sandy Kellner, who is our lead on Title VI, just a little bit of a background. Our last Title VI program was updated in August of 2011. The next one is due to be updated in August of 2014. We are compliant. The last triennial review found no deficiencies, and so everything is in good shape at this point. And so I'll turn it over to Sandy, and she'll talk about some of the specifics as listed in this report.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. Again, my name is Sandy Kellner. I am Chief Operating Officer at Milwaukee County Transit System. So today we're here to present to you some general information about some updates to the Title VI program. And basically this program is intended to ensure that public services are not issued in any discriminatory manner. And we have a Title VI program in place today. The FTA has put out some updates, updated the requirements for us to implement prior to the next submission of our plan, which is in August of 2014. We'll be resubmitting the plan. So what we wanted to do was provide you with a general overview of some of the things that are part of the updated requirements. The biggest emphasis in this next round of Title VI is to really involve the public in meaningful participation as it relates to decisions that are made with transit. So one of our efforts right now that we're working on, we're working with planning staff to develop a public participation plan. And we have a lot of good resources to make that happen. FTA has put out a lot of good resources, as well as working with SURPAC, who has already an excellent public participation plan. So really what we're getting after is before the end of this year, we intend to have a couple of public meetings. It's twofold, really, to in part educate the public. Why are we out here? What are we doing? What kind of feedback are we looking for? As it relates to decisions that are made at transit, and also to give them an opportunity to ask questions, and hopefully it just expands from there. So it's an evolving process in terms of what we'll be doing with the public. So this year we do expect at least two meetings, and we'll gather the feedback from there.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Thank you for your report.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.